I guess introduce yourself and who you're and like what you're working with and what groups you're working with right now, and then we can get into discussing some of the work you're doing. Okay. I had done another interview today with someone who's working with Eminent Domain in Pennsylvania. And so I guess the first thing is, can you explain Eminent Domain in New York State, and then the kind of the relative of that, which is compulsory integration?
That is the way that New York State, to make a long story short, capture. The problem is that there are a lot of people who don't want to be any part of it, and they're not given any choice.
All right. What was that? You were going to say something?
I said it's complicated.
Yes. I had a question too. Is how? What's your experience as far as how prevalent is it compulsory integration right now in the area you're working with?
Well, it's very prevalent. They've been drilling for gas in more traditional ways over in the town of Lebanon for quite some time, and that's where I'm doing most of my work. Basically, it happens every time an application to drill is filed and granted, permitted granted, because it's very rare for NORNU, or Norse Energy, which is the one that holds the monopoly around here, to actually control 100% of the land in a station unit. In addition, it's being used, I can imagine, they can play around with the station yet. So it's a way to climb on to more and more land. Anyone on the perimeter of the area where an actual well is anticipated to be drilled is subject to compulsory integration. So I anticipate that it's going to be used a great deal more in the areas where they're going to be drilling in Marcellus Shale using the super hydro frack. Right now the subject of the draft generic supplemental environmental impact statement.
Right. What is I had talked to someone else who had said that the regulations regarding compulsory integration allows the company to file a complaint or file a request for land to be integrated, and that all it is just a request that is either a yes or a no by the state, and that there's no sort of body that there's no decision making as far as looking at the whole case. It's just filing a paper and then receiving an answer. Is there any avenue to fight any of this right now? Is there anything in the works to any people filing lawsuits or any groups getting involved in such a way to make it so they do have a choice?
Well, not that I know of, because the problem is that the change has to come legislatively. The statute permits everything that I've just told you. So it's not against the law. So lawsuits to challenge a law that they wouldn't really be very productive. What I think needs to happen is that our legislators in Albany have to become far more knowledgeable about the issues. They also have to become far more understanding of the side of the equation that involves their constituents, as opposed to the side of the equation that involves the gas company. And they need to consider amending that law. One position would be that why should anybody be forced to do something, forced to sell their gas against their will? Why wouldn't we want want the gas company to have to control 100% of the land within the spacing unit, or else go someplace else. That's how the law could be amended, but I'm frankly not thinking that'll ever happen.
And this is something also that I learned from the other interview, and he had recommended that whenever you're dealing with leasing and whenever you're facing these large corporations that are looking to take your land, is the first thing is to find legal or competent legal advice, but as well as finding legal advice that wouldn't be compromised by dealings with the gas company. Can you speak? Do you know of that happening where you're working, and can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Let's separate out the issues first, because remember when I spoke about controlled versus uncontrolled owners?
Mm-hmm.
If the gas company has signed a lease with an owner, then that owner is part of the 60%. So they're not doing anything against their will. What they are doing is they are signing a potentially long-term lease without benefit of any legal advice, which is happening all the time. It has happened and continues to happen. They have landmen who are independent contractors for the gas company who knock on people's doors and act like big salesmen. Hey, I've got the deal of the year for you. Just sign here on the dotted line, but if you don't do it now, we're going to take your land anyway, which is their way of saying compulsory integration. And it's very threatening. And also, people around here need money very badly. So they sign on the dotted line. And those leases are printed form leases that are so incredibly favorable to the gas companies that it makes your hair stand on end. Many of us have spoken to the Attorney General's office about the need for regulating land bids, for instance, the way real estate brokers are regulated. These people should be licensed and governed by a code of conduct. Not happening. Hasn't happened. The other thing that we've been asking the Attorney General's office to do is to treat this as a consumer protection issue. The bargaining power is really, really unequal, and many times the people who sign these leases don't have a clue or understanding what may or may not be done on their property. All they think is that, well, see, maybe I'm going to get rich because there's going to be gas on my property, but it doesn't always happen that way. The Attorney General's office thus far has responded that this is an issue between private companies and private individuals, and therefore their only recommendation is that the landowners better go out and hire lawyers. I've had experiences where the gas company offers the landowners more if they'll just sign now and not deal with a lawyer. So it's ruthless. And it's unconscionable.
Right.
The only thing you can do is, and I encourage people to do this, if they feel that they have been given misrepresentations, been misread by a representative of the gas company, one of these landmen, then they should write a formal letter and send it to the Attorney General's office, because the reaction that I get from the Attorney General's office is, well, you know, we hear all these stories, but we really don't have any evidence of any of this happening, and when we contact the gas company, you know, it just sort of seems like anecdotal, or just one bad apple here and one bad apple there, and we need a pattern of bad fraudulent practice. So they're not really being terribly responsive.
I was about to ask a question about the pipelines in where you're working in upstate New York near Lebanon, and do the pipelines fall under eminent domain? And is there cases of eminent domain there as opposed to the compulsory integration?
Well, compulsory integration doesn't have anything to do with a pipeline.
Right.
But the first question you asked is very interesting indeed. You know that drilling is governed by the Department of Environmental Conservation. Well, pipelines, on the other hand, are controlled by the Public Service Commission. It is very clear that there would be a right of eminent domain to condemn property for a pipeline that was going to be installed by a public utility. Things become a little bit grayer when you're talking about whether a private company can exercise the power of eminent domain. The U.S. Supreme Court has held, under certain circumstances, that they can. However, in New York State in 2006, an act was passed to restrict the exercise of eminent domain by private companies for transmission lines. And this was in response to the proposed NIRI transmission line installation. Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, doesn't matter. That's why that was enacted. However, a pipeline is also a transmission line. So, and by the way, this has not been tested, but there are some of us who think that that existing law might be a valuable tool to prevent private gas companies from attempting to exercise the power of eminent domain for the pipelines.
All right. And so has this been a problem? I know that there have been pipeline issues up in Lebanon. So has this been a problem with the companies wanting to put pipelines through people's property?
Not so far.
Okay.
The pipeline is proposed. It's quite a bit larger than any of the pipelines that have ever been there before. From what I know, they have obtained permission by getting right-of-way agreements from people who they would need to get right-of-way agreements from in order to lay the pipeline. What is preventing anything from going forward is the fact that the gas company needs the approval of the town to do road bores, and so far that approval has not been forthcoming. The next thing that is scheduled for this is November 18th at 7 o'clock, where there will be a public hearing with the Public Service Commission to take public testimony about the proposed high-pressure line.
All right. Is there anything that you want to, that you could leave with audiences or people as far as regarding compulsory integration in this, in the southern tier of New York, in the Binghamton area, and those who the drilling's about to happen but haven't really faced really any real natural gas exploration?
Well, if you want changes in the law, you got to let your legislators know. So go there, lobby, write letters, complain. That's number one. Number two, watch the gas companies. The DEC doesn't have enough people to enforce the rules that they're going to enact. So if something is going wrong, you're the one who needs to know, and you're the one who's going to have to report it, and you're the one who's going to have to ride herd on our government officials to respond accordingly. Number three, do not sign a lease or any agreement or a right-of-way agreement for a pipeline. Don't sign anything without consulting an experienced attorney. Those are the three things.
All right. And is there any groups or anything that you you had mentioned a meeting? Can you repeat that the meeting and the time and location?
Sure. It is at the Cornell School James Law Auditorium on Tower Road in Ithaca, and that is this Thursday night from 7 till 9:30 p.m. And it is a forum on gas leasing legal issues. It will be mostly question and answer. It's sponsored by a number of groups, the Cornell Cooperative Extension, Shale Shock Citizens Action Coalition, I believe New York State Assemblywoman Barbara Lipton has been actively involved in this. I don't know, and I apologize in advance to anyone who the names of all of the other organizations. And in addition, if you want to get really good information and educate yourself, and this is all of your listeners need to educate themselves, I would recommend a website called un-natural-gas.org. It is full of very, very good and accurate information about all of these issues.
All right. Is there anything else that I may have left out or that you would like to discuss now, and anything else that you want to give air to while we're here?
Well, yeah, sure. I have one more thing I'd like to say.
Okay.
The first thing that happens, even before they make applications to drill, these companies do something called seismic testing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about that?
Yep.
Okay. I am not well-versed in the technology of it, but basically they have these trucks that come along and they thump the ground, and the sonic waves underground somehow tell them whether they are near an area that is going to be rich in gas or not. The legal issue there is that these companies are coming along and using the road rights-of-way to do their testing, because that way they avoid giving the particular landowners notice of the activity that they're undertaking, because the landowner could say no. But the argument, and unfortunately many of our town supervisors have and town attorneys have taken the position that, oh, it's okay, we can let them on. Well, think about what we need to do here. Those road rights of way are supposed to be used for road maintenance purposes. I can't imagine by any stretch of the imagination that it's a proper use of those rights of way to allow a private company to go on there to basically steal information from adjacent landowners without their consent. It's what some states out west have called seismic trespass. New York State doesn't recognize that concept as yet because it hasn't really been an issue. But believe me, it's going to be an issue, and it's something that we all need to work with our legislators to get that protection.
All right. So